Hello.
Hi, this is Mary from Family First. Am I speaking with Octavia Jackson?
Yes.
Hi, Octavia, how are you doing?
I'm fine.
Okay, great to hear. Octavia, I wanted to call you because we recently received a discharge notification from the county for it was November 30th. Oh, it was actually, sorry, it was actually from the insurance, Kingston First. So you should, if you did not request for this discharge, you should contact the insurance. You should contact Kingston because after November 30th, you will not be receiving services from us. So,
I'm sorry, I'm sorry. I'm a little lost.
okay, yeah.
What happened?
So we received a notification from Keystone First, the insurance, and they're telling us that after November 30th, there won't be any more services. Like you won't get the patient won't get the hours, you won't get paid after November 30th. So
And
if
why
you
is
did,
that? Does it state why?
no, it doesn't. You have to call them. If you didn't request this discharge, you have to call them and make an appeal so they, delete this discharge date and you can
Call
still continue.
Keystone.
Yes, call Kingston. Kingston First.
Okay. What?
Yeah, sometimes they do it due to taxes or there are other reasons. There are multiple reasons why they might do that. So, you have to call them and check if everything is all right. Maybe they're missing some paperwork from you or from the patient. So just make an appeal and they will tell you, what you have to do so you can continue with the services, okay?
Okay, thank
Okay.
you.
Okay. Oh, well, now that I have you here, I know that Mr. Millen is still hospitalized. However, I wanted to confirm with you if the address is still the same, if this will be the main line to call still. Like, I just want to confirm since it's been a month
For
since.
my contact, you're asking?
From the patient, yeah, from Steven, like if
Yeah, nothing's changed.
nothing's changed. Okay, perfect.
No.
Thank you. Okay, bye-bye.
Okay.